Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure outable. I'm Pam.
And I'm Kim.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. What is Math Strat Chat? Well, every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on all the social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use. We love seeing everyone's thinking.
Okay, y'all, this Wednesday, our math problem was 5 1/4 divided by 3. How would you solve this problem? Go ahead and pause the podcast and solve the problem any way you want. The problem is 5 1/4 divided by 3. Solve it and then come on back to hear how Pam and I solved it.
All right. So Kim, I'm going to ask you to go first today. How are you thinking about 5 1/4 divided by 3?
Okay. So 5 1/4, I think about, well, it's fourths. And so I know 5 wholes is going to be 20/4.
Mm-hmm.
Plus another fourth. So that's 21/4. So I wrote down 21/4. And I know that 21 divided by 3 is 7. So 21/4 is going to be 7/4.
Got it. Because you're thinking about 21 things divided by 3 is 7 of those things.
Yep.
And in this case, it was fourths. So yep. 7/4. Nice.
Yep.
Nice. I like it. Super straightforward. Makes sense. And I can see your reasoning. Cool. So I decided to take a little bit of a partitive approach where I was thinking about literally sharing. So 5 1/4 divided by 3, I thought about like maybe 5 1/4 brownies. Say, I don't know, we're hanging around after a party and there's 5 brownies and 1/4 of a brownie and there's 3 of us and we're hungry and we're like, hey, let's split those evenly. Mm-hmm. So if we were going to do that, I think we would probably start by giving everybody a brownie, right? Because there's 3 of us, there's 5 1/4 brownies. So if I gave everybody a brownie, that then everybody has 1 brownie so far. And we have 2 1/4 brownies left. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So with those 2 1/4 brownies left, I was thinking, well, then we might say, let's cut up those 2 brownies into halves and give everybody a half. So far, everybody has a brownie and a half of a brownie. And we've sort of used up 3, and the first ones are 3, and then another 1 1/2. So it's like 4 1/2 brownies are gone. And we just had 5 1/4. So we still have a half a brownie and 1/4 of a brownie left. Can you picture mm-hmm. that? Half a crown, mm-hmm. half and 1/4. That's like 3/4. We have a half a brownie and 1/4 of a brownie left. It's 3/4. So if I split up those 3/4 but to those 3 people, they each get 1/4. So far, each of us has gotten a whole brownie, a half a brownie, and 1/4 of a brownie, and that's 1 1/4 or 1 3/4 brownies.
Nice. 1 3/4 of a brownie. Can I tell you something? That when you said you were going to think of it as sharing, and you were talking about the 3 people, I looked at the numbers that I had written and I was like, oh, Kim, you're an over person. You love to over.
Oh.
So what if it had been 6 brownies divided by 3 people? Then everybody would have gotten 2, but we don't have 6. We have 3/4. Less than six.
Wait, I'm not following you. Say that again. What are you starting from?
Yeah, if it had been 6 divided by 3,
oh, then everybody the problem. Would get, okay, so hang on. The problem's 5 1/4 divided by 3.
Yeah.
But you're like, what if we had 6 divided by 3? All right, finally follow you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, then everybody would be getting 2 brownies.
Okay.
But we don't have 6. We only have 5 1/4 brownies. Uh-huh. So we have 3/4 less than the 6 brownies.
Uh-huh.
So since they're 3 people, each of those people like basically has to give back 1/4 if they had gotten 2 brownies.
Uh-huh.
So then I would get the same 1 3/4 that you got when you were
thinking about brownies. Oh, nice over. Oh, I really like that. That was fun.
Yeah. Cool. All right, cool. So we can't wait to hear your strategies, listeners. I wonder if your strategy was like one of the ones that we talked about here or something entirely different. Represent your thinking and then take a picture of it and share it with us and tell the world on social media. While you're there, check out and comment on what other people did.
And tag me on Twitter at @PWHarris or Instagram, PamHarris_math, or look for Math is Figureoutable on Facebook. And make sure you check out the next Math Strat Chat problem. We post every Wednesday around 7, 8 Central time, sometime when I get around to it, and pop back here to hear what we're thinking about the problem. Y'all, we love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Help us spread the word that math is figureoutable.